Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Today we look at the words in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. In your hearts, set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. Lesson plans written. Check. Centers arranged and stocked. Check. Weekly letter for parents written. Check. Art materials gathered. Check. Snack prepared for serving. Check. I'm ready. Bring on the kids. I'm prepared. Almost. Teaching can involve as much time or even more time to prepare as it is to teach. We make our lists, if you're a list maker, and cross off the tasks one by one. The sense of readiness is a great feeling and a critical one for effective teaching. The more prepared we are, the more we are able to respond to the unexpected. You may have noticed that the unexpected is routinely part of the early childhood classroom. Today's verse from 1 Peter reminds us to be prepared at all times, so that we are able to respond to the questions about the faith and hope we have in Christ. The questions may come from the children we serve. They wonder if the stories we tell are real or make-believe. The children may ask how God could create everything from nothing. They may ask about Jesus as a little boy and if he played and had friends like they do. But we may also get questions from their parents. These questions may not be quite so simple. One of the questions you may hear is how you can be so loving and patient at all times with so many young children in your care. They may come to you with questions about the Bible stories their children are bringing home. Are you ready to respond? If you're like me, I'm ready for some of those questions, but certainly not all. There are many questions that come my way that are beyond my ability to answer. But I still respond. My response might be that I don't know. But I will find the answer and get back to them. My response might be to encourage them to speak to someone else, including my pastor. But the question that is the easiest to answer is the one included in today's reading. Why am I filled with hope? It is because of Christ my Lord. The name Christ means that he was chosen by God to save his people, including me. As Lord, he is ruling over all things, including me. What comfort, peace, and hope are ours because of Christ. Our salvation is secure. Our hope is one of confidence in the one who has done all this for us. Because of that, we can respond to each other with gentleness and respect, reflecting his love for each of us. So, be ready. The questions will be coming. Some will be easy. Some will make us smile. Some may stump us. But be ready at all times to let those around us know about Christ the Lord and his loving rule in our hearts. We pray. Dear Father, sometimes questions come my way and I miss an opportunity to share your message with others. Give me confidence and readiness to always be prepared to tell others about you and your love and forgiveness in Jesus. In his name I pray. Amen. A question to consider. Have you ever been stumped by a question about your faith or about God? How did you respond? What might you do next time? Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.